Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Hey in Meseches Bava Kama. I'm zochet to learn this with you amidst a din that you could hear in the room that I'm sitting in, the old city of Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh in the Tivaria, in the Nazir room, as there are many who've arrived to dance, celebrating the miracles of the fact that we're here in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, next to the Kaisel HaMaravi. There are different traditions and different approaches of how to signify the miracles that happen today. But whenever one's approach, there is no doubt that a Talmud Torah keneged kulam, that being osek in chedva sadeli, the joy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is one of the greatest ways to thank Him. And may we be zelchet ki mitzion teitzei saru dvar Hashem Yerushalayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should protect us to be able to learn Torah and to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu here, Bein HaChalmos B'Yerushalayim, and Bizocha, to grow together in the Daf Yomi and many other things as well. Some of my fellow Rabbeim have already, quote-unquote, escaped the old city, because this is the most positive siege that takes place during the year, where there are so many people who are flocking. It's a little bit hard to get out. But maybe Be'ezer Hashem, Zchus LeDaf Yomi, I'll be able to find my way home as well. Actually, speaking of concluding one's day in yeshiva, the Gemara that we're about to begin, let's use that as our introduction point. We're learning Maseches Makos in yeshiva, and in fact, this was a bonus that today's daf begins discussing Edom Zalmimin, which was the topic that we were, the exact sugya, Shitas Rabbi Akiva, is going to be the sugya that we're going to be discussing in the opening words today on Daf Hey Amud Aleph and Bava Kama. The reason why the Gemara is going to be discussing is we're going to continue to analyze the different lists that the Gemara had mentioned on Dalid Amud Beis of Nezikin. Of course, our Maseches begins Arba Avos Nezikin, there are four Avos Nezikin. The Daf of Shabbos Kodesh had Reb Oshia, who counted 13 Avos Nezikin, and Rebbe Chiya, who had counted 24. The Gemara, five lines from the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis, told us that the reason why Reb Oshia counted 13 is he counted Mammon, while Rebbe Chiya also counted cases of Knas. The Gemara is going to discuss whether Edom Zalmimin qualifies as Knas, and the Gemara will continue to analyze the list of Reb Oshia and the list of Rebbe Chiya until the bottom of the Amud, when the Gemara will discuss the line in the Mishnah of Lo Zev Ezesh Yesh Behen Ruach Chaim, that we're going to contrast Shorim Mavet to Eish, that both of them have a Ruach Chaim in contrast to Eish, and that will bring us to Amud Beis, where we're going to analyze Be'ezer Hashem the Mazik of Eish, and that will bring us also to finally the Tzad HaShoveh, and not an easy Gemara in terms of how to understand the particular four that were chosen in our Mishnah, however you learn the meaning of Maveh. So let's Be'ezer Hashem pick up with the first word on the first line on Hey Amud Aleph. Edom Zalmimin Dimamona, who listening, asks the Gemara, we all know the parasha of Edom Zalmimin, where Yosef and Binyamin come and testify against Reuven. And then Levi and Yehuda say, Imanu Ayisem, we were with you, Yosef and Binyamin, and what you testified against Reuven is false. So Torah Kedoshah tells us in Sefer Dvarim that they have to get the punishment, Kasher Zalman Lasos, what they plotted to give to Reuven. And in a case of where Reuven was going to be indicted for money, then Yosef and Binyamin have to pay that amount of money. Let's say it was $100, Yosef will pay 50, and Binyamin will pay 50. So asks the Gemara, that's a Chiyuv Mammon, and therefore why did Rebbe Oshia not mention it? Because our Gemara final on Sabbatim said that Rebbe Oshia just left out the cases that Rebbe Chiya also mentioned on Dalet Amud Beis that were a case of Knas. But this Mammon, answers the Gemara, Savala ka Rebbe Akiva, it must be that Rebbe Oshia follows Rebbe Akiva, Damar Ein Mishalman al Piatzman, that the Edom, if they admit, don't have to pay. What exactly is the case of where the Edom admits? We do know that there is a concept of Moda B'Knas Potter, and Rabbi Akiva is looking at Edom Zalmimin as a Knas. But what exactly is the case? So Rashi explains over here, let's take a look at Rashi on the first narrow line. Da'amar Maseches Makos, Edom Zomin Ein Meshalmin Al Piatzman. They don't pay according to their own admission. Kigonim Huzmu BeBezdan Zeh. They had Levi Yehuda said a manu Yisem in one particular bezdan. V'lo Hispik Baal Din La'amid Dam Bedin. And the Baal Din, in other words, Reuven, didn't have enough time to bring Yosef and Binyamin to court that they should pay him the $100. V'holchul Amakum Acher. And Yosef and Binyamin went to another court. Vahodu Sham admitted there bebezdin. Vaamru huzamnu bebezdino shalploni. And they admitted in a second court that they had been zoomed. That's an expression we like to say in the yeshivas. They had been zoomed. The halach is p'tur in their potter. Alma knasu. So there we see it's a knasu moda beknas potter. Now the Tosis Rid on this daf in Bava Kama daf hey asks on Rashi, because Rashi is saying quite a chidush that even though they were indicted in one court, then in such a case they could admit in another court and exempt themselves. The Tosis Rid points out that we generally don't find that. The halacha in the Mishnah in Shavuos is that moda b'knas is potter if they're moda before the edim. There was edus that was that was processed in court against them before Levi and Yehuda testified Yosef and Binyamin. However, if there was already testimony against them, then they can no longer renege. They can't back out. The Tosis Rid quotes a Gemara in Makos on Daf Gimel that says Kivan Shehigid Shuv Einachozer Umagid. That leads the Tosis Rid to reject Rashi and learn a different pshat in our Gemara of Moda by Edom Zom. And the case, he says, would be an instance where Yosef and Binyamin testified against Reuven, and before Levi and Yehuda come into court and say Imanu HaYisem against Yosef and Binyamin, Yosef and Binyamin retract. So then in such a case, even if Levi and Yehuda afterwards come along and say Imanu HaYisem, so then since they were the first that were Moda, that they were Edom Zomimin, so then in such a case, then they'd be potter. The Tosis Rid's own pshat has its own chidushim, and Be'ezer Hashem we were ma'ayin in how to defend Rashi in Yeshiva, but that is beyond the scope for the daf. Says the Gemara, Isav like Rabbi Akiva, if we're going to say that he follows the shita of Rabbi Akiva, Lisni Trei Gavni Shar. Then in such a case, then there should be two different cases of Shar. Lisni Shar da Azik Shar, Vilisni Shar da Azik Adam. According to Rabbi Akiva, there are two different categories of Shar. One is a Shar that damages another Shar. The other is a Shar that damages a person. Disnan, as we learned in a Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva Oimer, this is a Mishnah later on, Membeis Amid Beis, Aftam Shechavol Ba'adam. If you have an animal that generally has not damaged other animals or people, if it damages a human being, Mishalim b'moisar nezek shalem. That the halachi is that he pays nezek shalem from the leftovers. Now this sheet of Rabbi Akiva is an important sheet that we're going to discuss later on, and that is, according to most opinions, a tam only pays migufo, only pays from the amount of value that he is worth. So, if Lucy the cow is the mazik, so once Lucy damages, we sell Lucy, and then in such a case, we pay half of the damages from the monies that we have of Lucy. Rabbi Akiva says that a tam that's chaval ba'adam, that would be in general with a tam. Rabbi Akiva, though, says that a tam shechaval ba'adam is different than the classic case of a tam in two different ways. Number one, he doesn't pay chatzi nezek, he pays nezek shalim. Number two, he pays bimosar. And that is, if Lucy, the damage was 700 and Lucy is only 500, he has to pay from his pocket. Says the Gemara, tavre Rabbi Akiva l'gziza. Even though that was the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva himself tore that pshat up. He did not learn that pshat in the maskana. The sanyas we learned in Brisa, Rabbi Akiva, Omer Yochel Af Tam Shechava Ba'adam. I might think that a tam that damages a person is shalim min aliyah, that he has to pay outside of the guf of the animal. Tam Alomer Yasalom Migufa Mishalim Veinu Mishalim min aliyah. So you're right. At first glance, Rabbi Akiva seemed to hold that a shor da azik adam is a totally different category, because even a shor tam da azik adam pays outside of the guf, pays the full 700, as we had said before. However, ultimately, Rabbi Akiva was chozer from that position. The Gemara continues, Aynes v'amifatim amotzi shemra d'mamonahu lisni. But what about ones, mifatim, motzi shemra, that are all cases of mamon? So why did they were in the list of Rabbi Chia, why are they not on the list of Rabbi Yoshi? At the end of the way, the Mamono, case of rape, seduction, and Motzi Shema, all of those are a Chiyuv of money. Listening. We should mention it. Answers the Gemara, Manif Shach. I'll ask you by asking a question that we call Manif Shach. Inezek, if these Tashlumen, Avonis Mefata, Motzi Shema are looked at as damages, Tanile, Nezek was mentioned. Itzar, Tanile, if it's Tsar was mentioned. Iboshes, if we look at those Chiyuv to pay. For example, an Ones has to pay outside of the 50, that's clearly a Knas, that wasn't even in the Gemara's question. But Boshes, Pegam, take a look at Rashi, Dibar Maskel, who spells this out in Dibar Maskel, Ones Umefate. So Gemara answers, so those were already mentioned. Ipegam Hayu Nezek. Knasas, the only thing that's left is the 50 of Knas. And as we alluded to before, Biknasa Lo Kamari, we're not talking about Knas. What about another part of the list of Rebbe Chia that Rebbe Oshia had not mentioned? Hamitame, someone that makes someone else's foods tame, Vimidameya, he mixes it up with Truma, Vamenasech, Dimamonahu, Listeni, it's a loss of money, and yet Rebbe Oshia did not mention it. Says Gmar Manifshach. If we consider a hezek sheino nikar, that means a hezek in which the damage is not obvious in the object, but is an implicit form of damage, like a halachic form of damage. Halachically, he now made it unusable because he mixed it for truma, for example, a case of midameh. Or he's metameh it, and the fellow is a kohen who wants to eat a bit tahara. So then, if you look at that from the perspective as Shmei Hezek, Hezek Shein Nikr, Shmei Hezek, Hatani Len was mentioned, Nezek. E Hezek Shein or Nikr, Lo Shmei Hezek, and if you say it's not considered damage, Havale Knasa, then it's considered a Knas. Ubi Knasa Lo Kamairi, and we're not talking about Knas according to Rebbe Oshia. Lema Kasav Rebbe Chia. Now the Gemara goes to Rebbe Chia, who had 24 cases. Hezek Sheina Nikar Lo Shmei Hezek. The Rebbe Chia must be assuming that if there's a damage that is not physical in the object, but is a damage that's not visible, yet is a damage like Metam Midaneh Naseh, that it would not be considered a Hezek. Dishma Hezek, because if it's considered a Hezek, Hatanile Nezek, he already mentioned Nezek. Yet he went out of his way to also mention Metam Midameh and Menaseh. Answers the Gemara, Tana Ezeka de Minkara, Vitana Ezeka de Lo Minkara. The Tana mentions Hezek which is obvious, and Hezek which is not obvious, and those are two separate categories. We put a big period over here, and then we go to analyze our Mishnah, which stands, of course, in contrast to the list of Rav Oshia and Rebbe Chia. Rebbe Chia had a list of 24 Hezekim, Rebbe Oshia had 13. Chief difference between Rebbe Oshia and Rebbe Chia to review was that Rebbe Oshia doesn't have the case of Knas, and our Mishnah seems to be paltry. Our Mishnah only has 4. Says Gemara, Bishlam L'Tana Didon, halfway through Hayamid Aleph, Tana Min Yonel Mi'ute de Rebbe Oshia. According to our Tana, who only has 4, he emphasizes 4 because he wants to preclude Rebbe Oshia's number, who had counted 13. Rebbe Oshia Tana Minyana, Rebbe Oshia mentioned 13, Lemiute de Rebbe Chia. Ela Minyana de Rebbe Chia Lemiute Mai. When Rebbe Chia said 24, there is a tradition in Chazal that a number means to preclude a higher number. So 4 is to preclude 13, 13 is to preclude 24. What is Rebbe Chia's 24 to preclude? Says the Gemara Lemiute Mosar u Mefagel. It's coming to preclude someone who's a meiser, someone who gives over another Jew to a Gentile, as well as someone who is mefagel, a kohen, does pigul on the karban. That means that when he brings the Jew's karban, the kohen has the incorrect time in mind. He has in mind that the karban will be eaten 3 days later. And that makes the karban possible. Says the Gemara, listening, and why didn't he mention it? We already explained why Rebbe Oshia doesn't learn Rebbe Chia's cases, but why did Rebbe Chia not include Moser Umefagia? Says the Gemara, Bishlam Mefagel Kachim Lo Kamari. I understand why Mefagel wasn't mentioned, because we're not dealing with Kachim. This is a totally different area, the area of Nezikin, even though technically a Kohen's Mefagel, he is Chayiv. Ela Moser, but someone who's Moser, somebody else, Rashi explains that there are cases where he tattled on another Jew that he owes money to an Ovei Kochavim. So my time alo tani, that's a regular case of Hezek. And Zgmar Shani Moser to Dibura, Ubi Dibura lo Kamari. Moser is someone who speaks, who tattletales, and we're not talking about simply about Dibur. In other words, we're talking about acts of Hezek. Ask the Gemara, Vamotzi Shema to Diburu. But Motzi Shema is Dibur, when he speaks it badly about his wife, that she was Mezana, Uktani Dibura. Excuse me, Uktani, and we have it. Answers the Gemara, he put a question mark after Uktani, I ran through the question mark, Uktani, question mark, says the Gemara, Dibura dispe Maisa, who, when it comes to Motzi Shema, it's Dibur that alleges a Maisa about his wife. And since it's an allegation about a Maisa, then that falls into the category of Hezek of a Maisa. Asks the Gemara, Adam Zomin Dibura Delespe Maisahu. Adam Zomin is Dibur that doesn't have a Maisa. The reason why Adam Zomin is a Dibur Shembo Maisa is all Levi and Yehuda do is they say that Yosef and Binyamin was with us. Not that Yosef and Binyamin did a particular action. Uktari Hasam, it's mentioned over there. Says the Gemara, Afagad Delespe Maisa, even though it's a case in which Yosef and Binyamin didn't do a Maisa, Rachmana Karye Maisa. The Torah calls it a Maisa, and hence it's put into 24 Maisias of Rabbi Akiva. How do we know? We give to Yosef and Binyamin what they plotted to do to their brother. Period. Says the Gemara, Bishlem Latana Didon Tana Avos. Our Tana mentioned Arbovis, Nezikim, Bechlal, Dika, Talados. It's to emphasize that there are also Talados. Elo Rabbi Chiv, Rabbi Yoshia. But when it comes to Rabbi Chiv, Rabbi Yoshia, Avos, when they say Avos, Mechlal, Dika, Talados, that would seem to indicate of the 13 of Rabbi Yoshia and the 24 of Rabbi Chiv, there are Talados. Tell the same, my knee, what are their Talados? Am Rabbi Avo, Kulon, Ka Avos. No, there are no Talados, but it's emphasized something else. That's like an Av of our Mishnah, L'shalem mimeitav. That just like the Arbovis, Nezikim have to pay. Meitav sadeu, meitav karmo yishalim. So to these cases as well. My time up, asya tachas nesina yishalim kesef. This is in reference to a gzeir shava that includes the words tachas, nesina, and yishalim. The halacha meitav by shein viregel is meitav sadeu, meitav karmo yishalim. That's what the pasuk says. And we apply that to all of us nezikin. We then apply it to Shor Amuad because it says Shor Tachas Shor. And it says Nesina as well by Shor Shenagaches Eved, Shloshim Shkolim Yitain Ladonav. Yishalem is written by Shein Veregel, Meitav Sadeh, Meitav Karmo Yishalem. And these Mikoros are extended to all other Nezikim, as the Pasuk says, by Bar Kesef Yoshiv Lebalov. That's the final part Tachas Nesin Shalom Kesef, and it's applied to all of the 24 of us Nezikin. Rashi spells out all 24 of them where they have one of these four Lashonos and applied to all of them. So that concludes our Gemara, five lines from the bottom on Heyam and Aleph, and we go to the next part of Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, Lo Arei Ashar Karei Amaveh. Shor is not similar to Mave. Let's turn back to our Mishnah and review that line. Lo arei ashor karei hamave. Shor is not similar to Mave. Velo arei hamave karei ashor. And Mave is not similar to Shor. My Kamar, what is the agenda of the Mishnah? Amar Rezid Mishmeid Rav HaHachi Kamar. Lichdiv Rachmana Chada. That's what the Mishnah is referring to. When the Mishnah says, Lo arei ashor karei hamave, we're asking, just mention one of them, Vitesi Ida Mina, and let us learn the other one from it. Yet we haven't explained what's the difference between Shor and Mave, that we're going to get to in the Gemara later on, but that's the agenda of the Mishnah. That's what the Mishnah means, when it says each one is not similar to the other, therefore you can't learn one out from the other. So Hadar Amar, Chada Michada, Loa Asya, and we explain that you can't learn one out from the other because they're not similar to each other. The mission then went on. They're not like Eish that does not have a Ruach Chaim. My Kaamar, what is that referring to? Fine. Then why doesn't the Torah not just simply write Sharu Mave? Vitesi Idach Minayu. And let us learn out one of the other two from it, that being Eish. Learn that out from Sharumava. So Hadar Amar Chada Mitarti Lo Asya. We say no, that you can't learn that out because Eish doesn't have Ruach Chaim. And the other two do. Ketiv Zgmar, two lines on top, and Hamad Beis. Amar Rav V'chula Ki Shodas Bar Minayu Asya Kulo B'mahatzad. The truth is, if you put bar with one of the other two, in other words, if you would learn just shor and bar in the pasuk, so then you'd be able to learn everything out. Levar mi keren, except for keren. Mishum de ikla mifrach, because you could ask about keren. Malikulo shekem wadim et chulasa. So let's say you put shor being regel, and you learned reg, and the Mishnah had only taught us reg, and the Torah had only taught us regel and shem. We still wouldn't have learned out Karen from it because malakulam, because both. Let's say the example that we had given of shem and regel shekem muadim mitchilasan. Both of them are chayev right away nezek shalom because they're a muad, but Karen is chetzi nezek. So that's why you can't just simply learn from those two, because Karen still would not be able to be learned from them. Well, not the Amar Adarab Karen Adifa, but some say no, Karen, there is even more of a reason to think that you're chayv. Shekava Nosa Lahazik. So even though when it comes to Shor and Mava, which we were learning right now, according to one opinion, would be Regal and Shein, that they're Muad Mitchilasa, but Karen's even more of a reason to be chayv because Kavanosa Lahazik. So if Shein and Regal are chayv, that are not Kavanasa Lahazik, certainly Karen, which is Kavanasa Lahazik, would be Chayiv. Afilu Karen Nami Asya. Then you'd even be able to learn Karen from it. So all you need is one of the two cases. In other words, that you would put Bor with one of those two cases. So we said Shar and Regel, then you'd be able to learn Karen from that, but you wouldn't be able to learn other things like Eish. But if we put Bor with Shane, so then in such a case you'd be able to learn Eish and everything else out, including Karen, even though it's not Mu'an Mitchil, also because Kavanas Lahazik. Elamai Hilchasa. So then, why is it Kasvinu Rachmana that the Torah wrote all four Avos Nezikin, as we learned out its Mekoros earlier, says the Gemara Lehilchosayin, to tell us its unique halachos, as we're about to spell out. Karen, Lechalik bin Tamil Muadas. Karen, the Torah emphasized, even though you could learn Bar with one of them to teach us Karen, but still the Torah wants to spell out Karen to tell you the difference between Tam Muad. Shein Viregel, why is the Torah spelled Shein Viregel on the Mishnah? As well, Lepotram Bishrus HaRabim, to tell you that if the animal is Mazik Bishrus HaRabim, he's Potter. Bar, Liftar Boas HaKelim. The Halachi is, as we're going to learn out later on, on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, if Kalim fall into a pit, the owner of the pit, the one who dug the pit, is Potter, even though he's Chayiv and everything else. So that's an exception. Generally, you're Chayiv for Kalim. If your shor damages Kalim, you're Chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda, the Mechayiv on this case, Kalim Bebar. So then why do we need a pasuk according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you're also Chayiv for Kalim? So Kalim, you should be learned out from everything else. Liftar Bo Es HaAdam. The pasuk is coming to tell you that a person that falls into a bar and dies, in a case of where it's not a bar that generally kills a person, he's going to be potter. Adam, why do we have, according to the opinion, that mave is Adam? So then why do I need a separate pasuk for Adam? L'chayvo bar bo dvarim, to tell you that Adam is different than all the case of Hezek, that he's chayiv, as we will learn in Perek Achova, the 8th Perek, in Nezek Tzaripui Sheves and Boshes. Eish, why do we specify Eish if we can learn it out? If Bar and another Av would be the two things mentioned in the Mishnah, we learn everything else out. Lift our Bes HaTamun, to tell us as a special halacha that Tamun is Patur. Tamun means that if there is something that is hidden and destroyed by fire, one is Patur. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, who's actually of the opinion that you're chayv by tam and eish, what is that coming to include? It's coming to tell us that you're chayv for eish, even if the eish simply licks his rocks and damages his rocks, even though it's not going to be Nisrafu Lagamri, I might have thought that A should only be if it's Saraf Lagamri. So it's coming to tell us that you're Chayiv even if it's there isn't a full Sreifa. This Bezer Hashem is Daf Hey. Let us review from the top of Daf Hey Amid Aleph. We learned that Adam Zelman, according to most opinions, is Mama. Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that it has a Din Knas, and therefore Moda Biknas of Adam Zelman is going to be Potter. We had a discussion in the Rishonim. What exactly would be the case of Moda B'Adam Zelman? According to Rabbi Akiva, we could understand, the Gemara tells us, why Rabbi Oshia does not mention Adam Zomimin in his list of Chiyuve Mamon of Avos Nezikin. The Gemara then pointed out that there are two different types of Hezek. There's a Hezek She'eno Nikar and a Hezek She'nikar. And even those who hold the Hezek She'eno Nikar is Chayiv, nevertheless it's a separate category, Metame Medame Menasech, because it's not comparable to a case of Hezek Nikar. One Hezek She'eno Nikar is a halachic damage, and a Hezek She'eno She'nikar is a physical damage. We did not mention in the list of 13 of Rabbi Yoshia on Dalet Amud Beis Moser u'Mefagel, because Mefagel is Kodshim, and Moser is just simply Dibura. And even though Adam Zoman is mentioned, Adam Zoman is also Dibura as well. The Torah gives it Chashivus as a Maisa, because it says Kasher Zomam Lasos La'achiv. Finally, we refer to all these cases as Avos to emphasize, these 24 of Rabbi Chia, to emphasize that they all pay Mimeitav, and we actually have a source of Tachas, Nesina, Yishan, Kesef, and Rashi spells out all of those sources. And the reason why we have the number of 13 and 4 is our mission is to emphasize that it's different than the list of 13 of Oshia, and Rav Oshia's 13 is to emphasize that it's different than the list of Rabbi Chia. Finally, we learned in our Mishnah that Lo Zevezesh Yesh Behen Ruach Chaim, that Shor and Maveh are different than Esh because both of them are alive. The Gemara says that you cannot learn out one of the Avos from any other two, with one exception, and that is that the Gemara said three lines at the top. If you put Bar, let's say with Shor, then you'd be able to learn out every other form of Hezek, with the exception of Kerem. The Gemara then says, but according to those who say that you'd be able to even learn out Kerem, because Kerem is more of a reason to be Chayv, because Kavanos al Hazik, then the reason why we mention all four Avos is because each one of them have its unique halachos. Kerem has its unique halacha that there's Tamim Wood. Shein Regal have its unique halacha, it's Potter Bershus Rabim. Bar is Potter on Kalim, and Reb Yudu also Bar is Chayiv on Kalim. It's Potter on Adam, and that way it's unique. Adam, Mave, here the Gemara is assuming that Adam is Mave, is unique because it's Chayiv and Dal Dvarim, and Esh is unique because either you're Potter on Tamun, or you're Chayiv when the Esh is Lichecha Nira V'sichsecha Ba'avonav. This Beis Hashem concludes Daf Hey, in Maseches Bava Kama.